This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Pascal Gagneux. I'm the executive co-director of CARTA. And I welcome you to this really promising symposium on how humans came to construct our worlds. CARTA is a virtual organization that I have the privilege of co-directing with two colleagues, Caterina Semendeferri from UCSD and Jerry Joyce, who is the president of the Salk Institute. He is at a wedding right now, far away. And we also have two associate directors, Rachel Mayberry from UCSD, a linguist, and Alison Mortree from UCSD Pediatrics and the Stem Cell Program. There are two questions that we believe, we at CARTA believe, are possible to investigate with current scientific means. And these questions are, where did we come from and how did we get here? The focus of anthropogeny, Greek for human origins. In exploring these two questions and trying to answer them, I am convinced that the answers will help us address really important current issues, challenges, such as how do we sustainably feed the 9 billion people we will soon be? How do environment and care impact development? How do we maximize health and minimize disease? How do we minimize conflict in a global society? Anthropogeny, as I said, is the attempt to explain human origins. And I'm convinced it is only possible if it is done in the broadest way possible, including many different disciplines from the humanities to biological sciences, engineering and computing sciences, physical and chemical sciences, biomedical sciences, and of course the social sciences. What we do today is only possible due to our major sponsors, Annette Merle-Smith in memoriam, Nisi Anjeev Varki, and anonymous donors, many benefactors, patrons, and all the many CARTA friends that continue to support us. You have noticed we have switched to a format where we have two virtual symposia and one symposium in person, and we hope to be able to continue doing so for many years. We have additional support for today's symposium by Michael Arbib, who also came up with the idea of the symposium. Thank you so much, Michael. Kathleen Furr, and Ingrid Benerschke, and Gordon Perkins. If you'd like to ensure that we can continue having such symposia, we invite you to support, because your support drives discovery and the possibility of bringing experts across fields together to address important questions. I also want to thank the CARTA staff, Linda Nelson, Jesse Roby, and Ella Ryan, who is here, Kate Kaya, and then Jay Brown from UCTV, as well as Aaron Howard, Michael Jeffs, and Ken Schnucker, who make all this possible. CARTA videos have racked up over 42 million views. I keep meeting students who just arrive at UCSD and say, I wanted to come to UCSD because I heard about this CARTA thing. I meet students say, my professor showed us CARTA videos in the lectures. If you know people like that, point them to me. I'd like to know. It's very hard to find out how many people are using CARTA videos. And if you like what you saw today and see today, please try to catch many of these videos of past talks. So it's my pleasure now to introduce our two co-chairs, Michael Arbib and Ricarda Brown. Ricarda Brown will chair the first half, and Michael will then take over for the second half. Ricarda Brown is from the German Archaeological Institute and works at Göbekli Tepe. She will give a talk later, but she's now in charge of shepherding our first five speakers. Please welcome Ricarda Brown.
Yeah, I'm really surprised and happy to see such a large audience and also to see that our topic attracted such interest. So thank you very much for coming. And I would also like to thank CARTA for making this symposium possible. CARTA is a really impressive institution, and there are always such interesting and also very important topics discussed here. So also on behalf of my co-chair, Michael Arbib, we must say that we are really delighted to be part of it. So thank you very much for this opportunity and also for the support. And last but not least, we are hearing today presentations from a wide range of disciplines, and this would not be possible without the speakers. So also to you, thank you very much. So welcome to the symposium on how humans came to construct their worlds. Throughout history, humans have shaped their environments, societies, and perceptions through complex interactions of culture, language, technology, and imagination. This event aims to explore the diverse ways in which we create meaning and structure in our lives, from ancient civilizations to modern digital landscapes. Let us embark on a journey that uncovers the fascinating mechanisms behind human world making. This introduction was AI generated. I asked ChatGPT to write a short introduction for a symposium with the title How Humans Came to Construct Their Worlds. And to be honest, that are not the phrases I would have used, but it's actually pretty good considering that I didn't provide so much information to ChatGPT. So machines, or rather artificial intelligence, now have abilities that were thought to be outstanding human abilities. But we are also learning more and more that animals and plants have a lot more abilities than we used to think were exclusive to human beings. And artificial intelligence and animals have, of course, the ability to construct. So what is the human factor in the human construction of the world? This question provides the framework for our symposium. So we start by looking at animals, namely birds, and end by looking at how computers or AI are changing human construction. And in between, we will take a journey from prehistory to the present day, focusing on two perspectives, the physical or material construction and the immaterial construction. And when it comes to physical construction, many people will probably think of architecture. And indeed, a large part of the presentations today are about architecture. But it's not just about well-designed houses. Physical construction is also, or also includes huts, slums, but also landscaping, gardens, agriculture, and so on. And when we look at these physical constructions, it also leads to the question, which processes in spatial construction are we aware of and which are we not? So what is conscious and what is unconscious? And that brings us to the second perspective. In addition to physical construction, there is the immaterial construction. So we also construct our worlds through knowledge, through language, gestures, traditions, myths, stories, through perception, world views, belief systems, and so on. And in my opinion, the human factor is that these two forms always mix and influence each other. So how people construct their worlds is therefore an extremely complex process, and I'm very excited to hear now all the presentations looking at it from very different perspectives and disciplines. So we will start with a talk on bird nests by Susan Healy from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.